Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was once known as the crown jewel of the Roman Empire. The city of Pompeii destroyed in 76 AD when Mount Vesuvius erupted, covering the city in volcanic ash. Now, CuriosityStream will televise the first large-scale excavation of Pompeii. In the world premiere documentary Pompeii Disaster Street, which recreates the final hours of those who died in the eruption's aftermath, unearthing new facts and surprising revelations. Executive producer of Pompeii Disaster Street is Steve Burns, whose career in documentary filmmaking spans more than 25 years, multiple industry awards, including two Emmys for 5 years on Mars and Spirit of the Rainforest. His team's been nominated for two Academy Awards, former executive producer for WNET New York's long-running PBS series Secrets of the Dead. Pompeii Disaster Street, now available for streaming at CuriosityStream.com, and executive producer Steve Burns with us on This Week in America. Steve, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick.
This is a landmark television event. We're literally looking over the shoulders of the archaeologists. We're there with them. How challenging was it to create this fascinating documentary?
Well, I think you're exactly right that we were looking over the shoulders of the archaeologists for 100 days, over a year and a half. We were there as they made these incredible discoveries, one after another. And, they found frescoes on the walls, freshly painted looking frescoes, mosaics on the floors. But the things that really caught me emotionally were things they would find, kitchen items. So you'd see spatulas and things that we have in our own kitchen, and you'd see tradesmen's little tweezers or weight scales that they would use, and tweezers they would use to weigh things. They had wine amphora and pottery, etc. But it was pretty incredible. But sadly, being over the shoulder, you see everything. And during the course of the excavation, of course, they found several skeletons of people that didn't escape the eruption of the, Mount Vesuvius.
You know, it's fascinating because for most of us, we remember what happened reading it in a history book. And a lot of people there, you had the eruption, you had people die. Now when we watch this, we're really seeing a human side of this tragedy. It sort of takes your breath away as you're watching, and even picking up household items like you talk about. There's a story behind that, and suddenly all of this is racing through your mind, and it's like, these are people just like we are.
Exactly, and when you watch this film, you'll get the sense, the same emotion that I think that all the archaeologists who were doing the excavation had. You get a sense for these people. You can, by what they find, you can see they were walking down the streets, going about their everyday business, and they ultimately, sadly, this volcano started shooting huge plumes into the air and dropping rocks on this resort town. So about midday, they start, the volcano was dropping pumice stones one after another, people hitting people in the streets and banging on tile roofs. Eventually, some people escaped, but some people waited too late and they couldn't get out, so they were seeking refuge in their homes. So we were able to tell all their stories. The archaeologists would find evidence, and then they would speculate, and then at the end of our production, we did beautiful reenactments based on their conclusions.
Yes.
And we put them right there in the film, just as they were speculating. We could see it come to life. And you're right, you really do feel for these people because you see them based on evidence. You see what happened to them.
Executive producer Steve Burns is with us of Pompeii Disaster Street, now available for streaming at CuriosityStream.com. We feel close because of what you did with your crew, the filmmakers, in putting this together. Talk about the painstaking steps that you took to recreate society's environment, because you literally take us back to 76 AD.
Yes. Well, First of all, when you make a film like this, you're doing lots of research, of course, before you even go in the field. And Pompeii is an archaeological wonder. Everybody knows about it. It was a resort town covered, buried by the eruption. But here's the thing that's totally new. You're right. This is the first excavation in 70 years. And so they went to, they uncovered a whole street and two houses and a bar in a town square. But in the 70 years since that, those previous excavations, they have a whole new toolkit for archaeologists to use. And one of the most impressive was laser scanning. As they were uncovering little bits here and there, every week they would scan the walls of the streets and scan the walls of the homes as they cleared them out. So in a way, this they could rebuild the whole city in CGI because the laser scans had thousands of pictures, texture mapped over them. So you suddenly see this 3D city come before your eyes. And it's like Google Maps Street View. You could see the street just as it was. You could see the rooms just as they were. And you know, paintings of homeowners on the walls,
yes.
Mosaics on the floor. It was really emotional. But those new tools are those that gave us this unique view.
This really gives
you
us...
You and I have... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish up that thought.
You and I have seen documentaries where you see reenactments of Pompeii, etc.
Yes.
But in this case, it's so unique that the sets were built to the exact dimensions, had the exact paintings on the walls. Everything was based on the evidence gathered by this laser photogrammetry technology. And so when we told the stories that the archaeologists told us, we were able to put people, actors, in the exact locations where these stories unfolded. No, that's what makes it unique.
Well, it is, and because you're able to recreate and the new findings, this really gives us a new understanding of that time period and the disaster, doesn't it?
It sure does, and you know, they've lots of things are brand new. They discovered that the date was probably the suspected date was they always thought was in August, but now they know it was in October because of graffiti that was found. You know, these people were in the middle of an election. They found graffiti from political parties for political people on the walls. So I think it's fun to look at, walk down those streets virtually and see how similar their lives were to ours.
You mentioned the fact that you did a lot of research going into this. So you sort of had an idea what to expect. Were there surprises for you as you're there watching the archaeologist at work and suddenly you're realizing this is brand new? I had no idea. Were there surprises that you encountered?
Oh, definitely. As a younger filmmaker, I had actually filmed in Pompeii. So for me to go back, it was quite emotional. And to see them change, you know, come to a new understanding of what the date of the tragic event was, to see them, see the fact that there were repairs going on in the city streets, and all those things were really incredible to see. But what was really the most emotional, and you know, I think people watching this film on Curiosity Stream will definitely have the same emotional wallop that we and the archaeologists had when we were filming, and that is you see stories of here's one where there early on they found a skeleton of a man, and they just assumed that he had leapt from the second floor balcony, and he was found, his skeleton was found with a leather purse and silver coins. But it wasn't until 6 months later they were able to construct the story because they realized that he was the bar owner. When they uncovered the bar, they realized after 18 hours with the stones and the ash building up four inches an hour, they realized he jumped during a lull in the activity of the volcano.
Yes.
And he jumped, but it wasn't a far jump because the streets by that time were 9 feet high in pumice. The streets were filmed, so he had a short jump. But sadly, they could tell the story, the wave of hot ash and rocks traveling 150 miles an hour or so hit him. And that was the end of his near escape.
You'll see stories like that in the documentary Pompeii Disaster Street, Unearthing the Mysteries of One of the World's Most Famous Historical Sites, world premiere documentary now available for streaming at curiositystream.com. Executive producer Steve Burns has been with us on the program. Steve, fascinating. Thank you for your time. Looking forward to seeing Pompeii Disaster Street. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.